can I get away from people
Blog
like you?
Talk Radio.
Good evening, Auntie Beth.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. Good evening, Tawana.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mother.
Go get me another paper. The red hot.
You got it on your phone?
Good evening. Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hey, good evening, Beryl, Sister Beryl.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. We can go ahead and start with the Chronicles, but let me just pick up where we were last week. In the foregoing chapter, we have David made king, by which the civil government was happily settled. In this chapter, care is taken about religion. David consults with the representatives of the people about bringing up the ark out of its obscurity into a public place, and it is resolved on. That was out of verses 1 through 4. With a great deal of solemnity and joy, it is carried from, I can't pronounce this name, but that was out of verses 5 through 8. And Uzzah is struck dead for touching it, which for the present causes some solemnity and stops the proceedings. And that's out of verses 9 through 14. And I had Sister Vera to play that. Was that you, Vera?
Yeah. Verse 14.
Oh, y'all got to be quiet. Y'all take some background noise.
We're on 14.
Sister Vera, are you?
Yeah. And the Chronicles.
I thought I had 13.
Okay.
It's 14.
Which one is it?
According to my notes, I had 13.
Okay, give me 1 second.
No, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
It's 14.
Yeah, I had 13.
I was 14.
Let me just take a quick look.
Give me that book. I wrote it in the book.
The wrong spreadsheet.
It's 13,
Andrew.
It is 13?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, okay. All righty. So, Sean, Beryl, Sean, you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
First Chronicles 14. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds, and with every leader. And David said unto all the congregation of Israel, If it seem good unto you, and that it be of the Lord our God, let us send abroad unto our brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites which are in the cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we inquired not at it in the days of Saul. And all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David gathered all Israel together, from Shihor of Egypt, even unto the entering of Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kiriath Yearim. And David went up, and all Israel, to Baalah, that is, to Kiriath Yearim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up thence the ark of God the Lord, that dwelleth between the cherubims, whose name is called on it, carried the ark of God in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drave the cart. And David and all Israel played before God with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came unto the threshing floor of Hebron, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him, because he put his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. And David was displeased, because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah, wherefore that place is called Peretz Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, How shall I bring the ark of God home to me? So David brought not the ark home to himself to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had.
Amen.
1 Chronicles 14.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing the First Chronicles 13 with us, Sister Vera. We did not have any additional callers, so we're going to go ahead and proceed. Oh, we just, well, Auntie Dot coming back. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna do a roll call, and then we're going to go ahead with our call. We have Auntie Dot, Sister Kawana, Auntie Debbie, Deacon Lowe, Mother May, Shirley, Sister Shirley, Sister Beryl, and myself, Sister Angela. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Nellum's Family and Friends Prayer Line. If you all... I'm going to get this ready here. If you all would bow your heads for the opening prayer. Father God, we gather here today under your care and protection. We thank you for your loving kindness that never fails us. We thank you for those with us that you would guide our thoughts and actions to bring you glory, Father God. Strengthen us and fill us with your peace. Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all the honor and praise. So help us to love as you do and act wisely so that others will be drawn to your salvation and hope. May we build each other up and encourage each other today as we give you all the glory. May we love and serve each other as Jesus has shown us. Fill us with the Holy Spirit to do your good work on earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, well, today we were going to do a little something different, and everyone had a little homework to do.
Oh,
so if you forgot, I'm sure there's something you can think of that you can share. The homework was to pick out something simple that you worried about or was afraid of, and the example that I used was a spider. And if you are afraid of spiders, what was some things about that fear that you would like to just list? So just list the things in relation to that. We did have another caller join, so let me announce that person. Good evening, Auntie Marie.
Good evening, everybody.
Have almost a full house tonight, guys. All righty. Okay, so, Mother, are you ready? Would you like to start? Oh, there's a question? Does someone have a question? I need somebody to mute their phone. Okay, does someone have a question? I realize that, Mama. Let me fix it, okay? Okay, we did have some background noise. I did mute someone, I believe, that stopped it. So if you're able to mute your phone when you're not speaking, that would be great so that we can hear each other. Mother, would you like to start us off this evening?
Oh, about being afraid. I talked about the cat. I've always been afraid of a cat. And I'm still afraid of a cat. Even though I see them on TV, it kind of nervous me still. Anyway, let's see. I wrote down 8 things. 1, 2. The spider have 8 legs. So I wrote down that I don't like to look at the cat. I don't like when they mew now. And I just don't like a cat, period. The cat howls, get all over you. And then they like to rub upside your leg. That's another thing I don't want no cat to do, so. I just don't like a cat. I can deal with a spider, but not a cat. Long he at his distance. But a cat, they got too much sense. And during the time I was a child, they had a door for the cat to come in any time. A wild cat, anybody cat could come in. And I always thought about the cat was going to get rabies like the dog. And we couldn't stop them from coming in the house because they had done made a door for them. So I don't know if that kept me afraid of them or not, but I did worry about that because we did have a lot of dogs had rabies, they call it, that they went mad. So my mind went to if a cat go mad, we couldn't keep them out. So that's my story.
All righty, all righty. And the way that this is going to work is after she shared it, I'm just going to open it up and see if anybody had any comments or anything to add to the fear of cats.
Angela.
I had the same thing that
May talked about. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other fears that she didn't mention?
I don't like they like to be up high. They like to look out the window. They like to get on your table, freeze the rain.
Uh-huh.
I do not like that. And they seem like they're so soft. I don't know how soft they are, but they look like they're soft. Don't have no bones. I don't know. Anyway, I just don't like them. I do not like him. So that's my story.
All righty. Thank you, Sherry. I like that.
I had the same story. This is Sister Shirley, and I had the same fear of cats.
Oh, man.
Their eyes were spooky to me. Especially in the dark.
Right.
And the way they hump up their back, that's scary to me also. It's like they're going to attack you. The way they sneak up on you and their quiet demeanor, it's just kind of quiet moving around in that bothers me. And when I was a child, my brother threw a kitten on me, and it hit so hard when the kitten fell. It was in the floor, kicking its leg. It died. And after that, I just had nothing to do with cats.
Wow. That is so funny. And that's so funny because Mom had that same experience. I went through a cat on her, too. She shared before.
Amen.
That was beautiful. Thank you all for sharing. If you have something different that you wrote down, of course, I'm going to come back and you can just say either pass and I'll take the cat. Sister Tawana, do you have anything you would like to share that you have your biggest fear?
Yeah, I fear thunderstorms. I don't like lightning.
Oh.
Yes. I don't like lightning. It strike you and it start fire and it just scares me. I have panic attacks if I'm out in the weather and a storm come over. I start having panic attacks.
Oh, wow.
Amen. So I don't like to be out in the weather.
Amen. All right. Anything else or anyone else have comments related to thunderstorms? All right. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to miss you. I back up. Thank you, Mother May, for sharing about cats and Sister Shirley for sharing about cats and Auntie Dot about sharing about cats. And thank you, Sister Tawana, for sharing about thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and next I will have Deacon Lowe.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I ain't going to be long. I'm afraid of two things real bad. Well, three things.
Oh, Lord.
I'm afraid of snakes.
No.
As long as I can see them, if I can see them, it's all right if I'm away from them. But I always, they sort of fascinate me, but yet I'm very afraid of them. I don't want now one to bite me. And I'm also afraid of spiders. I can't tell the poison ones from the non-poisonous ones. But I'm afraid if one ever get on me, don't bite, man. I'm afraid of those. And one more thing that I'm afraid of is the ocean. The sound of the ocean, when you be around the ocean and you hear the waves coming in at night and going back out to sea, that scares me. The way it seems like they be, whoosh, like they coming at you.
Yeah.
It's just like the ocean is alive. So that scares me the most. Cause I got stuck one time on a beach, and the ocean wave had started coming in, and it was coming up the car. The wave was the water was coming up into the car.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to call a friend of mine who was about 20 miles away, and he got there right before the sea just swallowed up the car and pulled me out. So
Amen.
I was lucky that time, but ever since then, I've been very afraid of the sea.
Amen.
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 Right.
Well, thanks for sharing this, Okay, Auntie Marie?
Yes?
Hey, I just wanted to share this stuff. I'm getting back on noise. I want to share with you what we're doing tonight. We're doing something a little different. We're talking about a fear that we have, and whether it loops a few things why we fear those things. So we're just kind of going round table with that. And then the next round table, we're going to do our normal stuff, okay?
Okay.
Do you guys have a fear you would like to share?
I say I'm afraid of everything, but lizard mostly. I'm afraid they might run up my leg, jump on me or whatever. And other than that, I try to kill them all, everything, spiders and everything. But lizards that I'm afraid of. I try to get them out of the house. I spray them down, get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Thanks for listening.
Amen. Well, thank you for sharing, Auntie Marie. Did you have some more, Auntie Marie?
Excuse me?
Did you have anything else you want to share?
That's all. That was all.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, next for Auntie Betty.
I'm missing Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
All righty. Sister Bella.
Yes, I'm afraid of two things. All but, because I ain't got time to see what they're doing and where they're going. And dark. I do not like dark. I can't see the daylight, so I know I can't see at dark because you got the unknown in the dark, and I cannot focus in the dark, so I'm afraid of the dark.
All righty. All righty.
Oh, Lord. All righty. Anything else, Vera? No, that's pretty much it right there.
Okay. Anybody have comments about the darkness and bugs?
Righty.
Well, I will go next. And one of my fears is swimming. Now, I think I know how to swim, but if I can't come up out the water and stand on the bottom of the floor, I'm afraid. I guess in a way I really don't know how to swim because I shouldn't be afraid of that, but I am. I don't like people splashing water on me. They may think that's fun, but Angela's going to get out of the pool and see you later. I don't like diving in because I realize that I'm afraid of heights. I don't like it when the water's too cold. That's why I like going swimming in Arizona. It's 100-something degrees. The water's going to feel like a bathtub. of course, I don't like the water too deep. And I don't like anybody splashing water on my head, especially if I just got my hair done. Don't come wetting up my hair. And then last, I don't like being dumped in the water.
Were you baptized?
I'll tell you that Mom didn't do her homework to tell you that we were going to do something different today, so she keeps bugging me about making sure you understand what we're doing. But I know you said you passed. Was there anything that you would like to share?
When you're growing up.
Oh, no. Auntie Bet.
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Mom said that you didn't use your cell phone, so I wasn't able to text the homework to you. I apologize. But she was supposed to tell you, but she talks to you every day. All righty. So that really completes going around the table about the eight-legged worry. And just wanted to just talk about that only from the perspective. I wanted to be light and easy, but just take some time in your devotional study sometime and put a real fear in the middle of yours. And I'm going to share mine as an example because I'm not afraid to talk about it. Mine is about feeling rejected or the spirit of rejection. And so I'm working on that list of things that bother me about the fear of rejection, and I can just say one of them. I can be amongst people talking, and they just exclude me out of the conversation like I'm not there, like I'm invisible, and that really, really triggers me to just, you know, back in my old day, I wouldn't say anything, and I'll walk away, and I'd be humble and walk away. But since Mom said I have changed, I will speak out about it. So what I'm working on now to learn to find that happy medium, because I do think you need to speak it out if it really bothers you and it hurts you. But there's a time and a place and a season when you should do it, so you want to discern the situation, the circumstances before you actually do it. But I would like to encourage everyone to kind of do that on things that you worry about. And I know that we all are going through something at some time or something we went through a while back. But a lot of times, a lot of our sickness is because we're internalizing things that bother us the most. And if we would just learn how to deal with that, it would help a lot. So what I'm going to just share with you, one of the Bible verses, a couple of Bible verses related to something that can help you, is Joshua 1:9, and where it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So anytime we're going through something, we should realize that he's right beside us. And it's not, and it's okay to pray and ask him to help us and guide us through those situations. And so we need to lean more on his word so that we can deal with life a little bit better. We can get through the struggles a little bit easier. Or bottom line is we just got to get through them. Sometimes they're meant to be there so that we can grow and get beyond that fear or that hurt or that pain. And another Bible verse that they speak mostly about is Matthew 6:25-27 that says, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food, drink, or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food? And your body more than clothing? Just look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?" We really have to take these words of God to heart, and how can we apply them in our lives. And then just a couple more statements that I would like to share. You don't have to worry because God will take care of you no matter where you are or what you are going through. And then today's takeaway would be, even if today is unknown, I know that God is with me, and that gives me the comfort and the courage to get through whatever struggle that I'm dealing with. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for the participation. Yes, ma'am.
But you come from Joshua what chapter?
1:9.
Verse 9. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All righty. Any comments or feedback or thoughts anyone would like to share before we move on to the next program item? Alrighty. Again, thank you all for sharing. That was really fun, and we had to laugh. You know, the most beautiful thing about this life is to be able to love and laugh. And what's the other one? There's a third one. I know it just slipped my mind that quick, but either or, it's good to laugh in the Lord, in the presence of the Lord. Alrighty. Let's get my agenda here. Now we have the sick and shut in. And Auntie Carrie had agreed to do it, but she's not here today. So I will go ahead and do it. Do we have anyone we want to add to the list or remove from the list before I proceed? Okay. I am adding my former cousin-in-law, I guess, or what you call him. His name was William Flowers, as part of William's, my ex-husband's family that lived in Alabama. He passed this last week. He fell in the shower and got bleeding in the brain, and he passed, and they funeralized him on yesterday. So if we just will have a moment of silence for William Flowers and his family, if you guys don't mind. All righty. Okay, so let's go through the list that we have. As you please bow your head in prayer. Father God, we lift up those, including our immediate family and friends, who are facing illnesses today. Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Kelvion Pigney, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellings, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Di, Vera, Kiera, and Millicott, Tawana, Carrie and Willie, Cody, Travis Nellums, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Ryan Tompkins and Athea Suma, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family and friends, Marianne Lowe, Mary Lowe, Hubert Lowe, and the family of Auntie Janet Williams, Erica, Jessica, and Robert Tompkins. As I stated, William Flowers and the Patton family, Jackie, Auntie Martha, the Moore family, and Kenneth Jacob. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to have to come up with my prayer because I wasn't prepared. Father God, we just thank you for what you do in our lives daily, Father God, and we just want you to lift up all of our friends and family that are not doing their best, Father God, but we know you are the ultimate healer, and you will be there by their side to give them hope and encouragement. And, Father God, we just ask that you give them the strength to persevere through this struggle that they're dealing with, Father God, so that they can get stronger and so that they will have a testimony to share with someone else that would uplift them in their life and their struggles, Father God. We just thank you for all that you do for us daily, Father. We can't thank you enough. So we just appreciate that you loved us before we recognized our love for you, Father God. We just continue to pray and give you honor and give you all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
All righty. Yes.
We need to add Mother Vaughn on Friday.
Yeah. You already on there, dude.
Not like your mom.
Yeah, we got off with it. All righty. So now we have birthdays for September 17th through the 23rd. I have Willie Cody on the 18th and my ex-father-in-law, Rudolph Patton, on the 18th. I have Champ Leitler on the 19th. I have Madeline on the 22nd. That's all that I have. Are there any other birthdays from what I would like? Oh, I have Taylor on the 20th, Napoleon's daughter. Any other birthdays? Yeah, let me see who's my lucky person. Deacon Lowe.
Yes.
You are it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Well, let's move on to our round table. And at this time, you can either say a verse, a testimony, a poem, or a song, or a praise report if you like. If not, if you don't have anything to share, just say pass when I call your name. All righty. Auntie Dot, any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
From Psalm 54.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Save me, O God, by thy name. And judge me by thy strength.
Hear my prayers, O God. Give ear to the word of my mouth. For strangers are rising up against me and oppressed seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward even unto my enemies, cut them off in their truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he had delivered me out of all trouble, and my eyes had seen his desire upon my enemy. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalm 54. Next, I have Auntie Marie. Do you have any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes. Matthew, the 9th chapter, to the 18th to the 19th. While he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and kneeled before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hands on her, and she will live. And she will live again." Jesus got up and went with him. So did his disciples, and that's all.
Amen. Thank you for that reading. I have a Matthew 9, Auntie Marie. Okay. Next, I have Sister Tawana. Any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalms 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the God will I sing praises unto thee. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the word of thy mouth. Ye, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Through the Lord be high, yet have he respect upon the lonely, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt strengthen from thy hand against thy wrath or mine enemy, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the word of thy own hand. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tawana, for that reading out of Psalm 138. All righty. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm reading a prayer out of the Red Book. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the cross for the blood you shed for me. Oh, your new mercy every day, your grace and liberty. Thank you for all of my friends, Lord, and all my family. Keep each one near to your heart and hold them tenderly. Thank you for all my ears to hear and my eyes to see. When I'm still and read your word, please show your truth to me. When I rise up each morning and give my day to you, Lord, let your sun rise in my heart and let his love shine through. Before I make a decision, Lord, remind me that I must pray, that everything I say and do be in a loving way. Reach out to others through me, Lord, the hurting, the sad, and the lost. As Jesus gave his life for me, Lord, I will pay the cost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
What a beautiful prayer. Thank you for sharing the prayer out of the Red Book, Auntie Betty. All righty. Next, I have Deacon Lowe. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
I'm coming out of Psalm 136, 1 through 26. That the subject of this section said, thanksgiving for God in doing love. Dear Lord, how excellent is thy name. How wonderful is thy great majesty and thou divine wisdom. We give thanks to you, for thou art good. Your love endure forever. I find no meaning for life apart from the Lord. I have determined to continue to put all of my trust in thee, Lord, regardless of the situation or circumstance. I desire to be thy servant forever in obedience. Help me work through every opportunity of my life today and joyful receive the fruit of all of the promise that you have made to us. We give thanks to you, excuse me, for thou art good. Your love endures forever. Without you, Lord, we could not move beyond simple trust to a faith that surpasses all human understanding and sacrifice. Excuse me. I praise thee and lift thee up for all thou hast given me so that my life is not in vain. Guide my feet, Lord, and make me like one of your faithful servants who have come and gone before me, who have passed toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Make me a willing participant in the unfounded revelation, unfolding revelation that is your will and your way. We give thanks to you for thou art good. Your love endure forever. Amen. Look at my eyes, this running water. Can't see.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that reading, Miss Mother May, out of Psalm 136. Amen, amen. Next, I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of John, the first chapter. In the beginning was one who is called the Word. The Word was with God and was truly God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. And with the Word, God created all things. Nothing was made without the Word. Everything that was created received its life from him, and his life gave light to everyone. The light keeps shining in the dark, and darkness has never put it out. God sent a man named John who came to tell about the light and to lead all people to have faith. John wasn't that light. He only came to tell about the light. The true light that shines on everyone was coming into the world. The world
The Word was in the Word, but no one knew him. Though God had made the world with the Word, he came into his own world, but his own nation did not welcome him. Yet some people accepted him and put their faith in him, so he gave them the right to be the children of God. They were not God's children by nature or because of any human desire. God himself was the one who made them his children. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well,
thank you for that reading out of John 1. Next, I have Sister Barrow. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'm doing a prayer for strong faith. Oh, blessed Lord, I want to pray, honor, and glorify you. But my faith is weak. Help me, please, strengthen my faith. Let me give myself up to you. Teach me, oh Lord, how to love you more, how to love myself more, and how to love others, even when it hurts. Let my faith grow strong in obedience to your teaching, to love, serve, and forgive. Reveal to my heart this more excellent way. I can't do it alone. May your spirit to work in me according to your will. For that I find meaning. I am feeding for my hungry soul. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you for sharing a prayer of faith. Amen. I will go last, but I don't have much. I just want to have a praise report. I heard from my sister yesterday. I love hearing her voice. I didn't realize how addictive I was to her voice. We always spoke every week, so not hearing from her, there's a void. So when she called me yesterday, just out of the blue, and she said she was doing okay. She gained a couple more pounds, but she's still struggling with her taste and finding that right appetite to help her gain more weight. But just to hear her voice is rather soothing than anything else. And then I do have a little testimony. Mother and I drove to Yuma, which is about 2.5 hours from here, to a church women's event, and the title of the event was Walk in the Light. And as we were riding down there, I told Mother, I said, I hope they have a good word for me because I've been in such a slump the last week or so. I need something to fire me up. And, you know, I don't know. I was just in a slump, and every time I pray about it and I get out of it and be all happy, next thing I know, it's coming back at me. So I was telling, asking the Lord to give me a good word. And when we got there, I got 2 good words. And it was beautiful. The young ladies talked about how we need to recharge our batteries to get back connected to the Lord. We will be having our Women's Day next week, and I will be sharing the word. And so I'm not going to give all out my nuggets that I'm going to share next week. So if you do have an opportunity to look at us online, I do plan to share that as it relates to my life and what was causing that grump, you know. One of the things that the exercise that we did today is one of those things where you want to look back at your life and say, is it me, Lord? What do I need to do for me, Lord? You know, sometimes it's quick to blame everybody else or to look at somebody else's life and see what they're not doing wrong. But you really do need to reflect and look at your own and accept those things about you that are not, because you can't correct it if you don't accept that you actually have a problem. So I will share more about that next Sunday if you guys listen to the program. But I was just so elated that God answered my prayer and so quickly. And it did fire me up. It re-energized me. And I just feel like it aligned me back on path to where I had been. And that's all I want to share. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And I did not play a worship song, so I'm just going to play one today, and that's going to be from Tasha Cobb, You Still Love Me. I think that's very timely. But before we do that, let's assign parts for next week. We have the First Chronicle 15 reading. Any volunteers? Okay, I will take care of that for you guys. Oh, wait a minute. I got you muted. Let me unmute you. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Okay.
You're good. Okay. I think when if you and Dara are in the same area, sometimes y'all phone feed off each other, and one of y'all have background noise. So I have muted. Maybe that's what that's about.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyone for the opening prayer?
I do it, Tawana.
All right. This is Tawana. How about the sick and shut in? And the way that I'm planning on doing that, since I do have the list, I'd be more than happy to read the list, and then whoever wants to pray can actually just do the prayer over the sick and shut in. But do I have a volunteer for that? I think I should put Auntie Carrie back on that because she volunteered this week and not here.
Well, yeah. Yeah, put her down,
fool. She might be excited about doing it. Just missed out. And you're going to volunteer for, right?
Yeah.
All right. The last item I have is the closing prayer. Anyone for the closing prayer for next week? Wait a minute, guys. Was it Dara?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I'm sitting here looking at my calendar. I think Mom and I have a church program at 4 o'clock. No. Well, let me double check. Is it Saturday? Okay. All right. We might be good. Let me just double check. Our calendar is getting full at church, so I just want to make sure. Saturday at 4 o'clock. Okay. Okay. Well, we'll go ahead. Sister Cheryl's going to do the closing prayer. So, now tonight I had Sister Shirley doing the closing prayer. That's correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let me go ahead and play our song, and then I'll just say about 4 minutes of it, and then we'll let Sister Shirley close us out in prayer.
Yeah.
There, man, because that continues for 9 minutes, so
I'll just go ahead and let us come to a conclusion. But there is one thing I did want to share before we close in regards to the exercise that we did earlier and the verse that I shared, Joshua 1:9. One of the things that I'm really getting this out of this Bible study about winning the battle of worry from Bob Ruth. And one of the things that she shared and asked us to do for one of the days of our devotion was take that verse, Joshua 1:9, and everywhere you see you, replace it with your name. So I'm going to share it with you, and I'm going to tell you how it made me feel as I memorized it with my name on it. Have I not committed? Okay, it says, have I not commanded you, Angela? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you, Angela, wherever Angela goes. And the more I kept saying that and memorizing that, it just kept marinating in my heart, in my as if God was speaking directly to me, as to me just reading his word. So I'd like to encourage you guys to probably do that too and just see what it does for you. But it was very soothing and uplifting for me, and I felt comfortable. I felt protected. I felt loved and courageous. Amen.
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 Amen. I will turn it over to Sister Shirley to pray us out for this evening.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the wonderful good news that we have shared this evening. Thank you for the love you have shown us and that we have been able to share with each other. We pray that we will continue to learn and understand from the words that we have sown and are refreshing in our hearts. As we prepare to close our meeting this evening, we thank you for always being with us. Continue to protect us, Lord, and let your word take root in our lives so that we are strengthened to share your word and your love. May we always hear your voice and strive to live within your guidance. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Now and forever, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Beautiful. Very well said. Thank you, Sister Shirley. Nice. We all know that God never goes back on his promises, so let's just stay in prayer, worship, and praise day and night. We love you guys, and we thank you for participating. Have a wonderful week in the Lord, and we will talk next Sunday at 8 o'clock as usual. Amen.
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 Good night. You guys. Have a great one.
Good night.
You too. Amen. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.